Central on January 1st. Ms. Hetty Brown, the Executive Director of Office of Animal Welfare, is here to give you an update on the transition. One item of business today is to request your approval to enter into an MOU with the state. Until legislation updates the state code removing the authority of dog control under the three counties, it is recommended that the county council enter into a memorandum of understanding that transfers the county's authority of dog control to the Office of Animal Welfare. The MOU in your packet has been reviewed and approved by our legal counsel. After the transition, the county will continue to pay the $56,885 a month for these services. And now I'd like to turn it over to Ms. Brown as she will talk about the current transition that's going on.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for inviting me in. And I want to thank the County Administrator's Office for being ongoing collaborative partners throughout this entire process. It's been a really fun but, busy ride. So I wanted to provide an update. I don't have anything to share with you because all of our communication pieces are being approved right now because I work for the Division of Public Health and they have to go through those processes. But we will be issuing communication pieces, which include a letter to you explaining what the services will look like and what to expect next, including an introduction to our team that's going to be working here in Sussex County. You will also receive a copy of the press release that we plan to release, and some communication about the sheltering that's going to happen in Sussex County for animals here. All of that can be expected before the Christmas holiday, and it will be sent directly to you. I'll give it to Gina to share. But as an update for you now, so Delaware Animal Services is a new enforcement unit within the Division of Public Health's Office of Animal Welfare, which I lead. Delaware Animal Services is the state's first enforcement unit. We will be enforcing all animal control, animal cruelty, and rabies laws in the state, and then partnering with a shelter partner who has expertise in animal sheltering, rehabilitation, and adoption for the care of the animals that come in through our service. We will have about 20 officers statewide delivering these services and several dispatchers on our team as well. The officers will be allocated by district. We'll have a North District, a Central District, and a Southern District. The Southern District will be all of Sussex County. So you will have a team of officers that live here, work here, which enables them to provide more localized service to your citizens. The training that our officers...
How many?
20 officers statewide.
In Sussex?
No, in Sussex. Well, hang with us a little bit on that. Right now, we have 7 allocated for Sussex, but we're shifting things around as we bring new people on, as we decide what our hours of operations are going to be. That may shift a little bit. Okay? And we have a mixture of part-time and full-time officers. We will offer 24/7 service. So our officers, we will have hours of operation Monday through Friday where our dispatch teams and our officers will be out in the field doing patrol. After hours, we have a call service who will take calls, triage calls, and dispatch on-call officers when necessary. The training that our officers receive, because this has been a problem in the past, there hasn't been any standardized training or certifications for animal control officers working for other agencies, but we've changed that. All of our full-time officers went through the 4-week Delaware State Constable Academy, so they are certified state constables. All of our officers, part-time and full-time, have also completed the state animal control and cruelty officer certification training, which also includes field training and expert animal handling training. Of course, they've gone through DELGIS training. They've also received training by the president of the National Animal Care and Control Association on community animal control. And we'll continue training as we see fit. So services for animal control will start January 1st, and I'm very proud to say that because it's been a really fast transition period. If you'll remember, we thought that we had a lot longer period of time to get these services up and running and going, but that decision was made for us, and our whole division rallied. We've had tremendous support from Secretary Landgraf and the governor's office, and we are completely ready. We're going to have fully trained, staffed, equipped, team ready to go. The services we will provide to the state include all animal cruelty enforcement, rabies control, especially in the cases where humans have been exposed to rabies, which is what Division of Public Health does now. For the counties, we will also provide all stray dog control services under Title IX, which includes stray animals, dog licensing, housing concerns. We will also enforce the dangerous dog law. And then some additional services that we offer that are not being provided now by an animal control agency will provide response to stray livestock, which hasn't been the case recently. It's usually been state police called, and they're not happy about that. We will be responding to that because we have livestock handlers on our team. We will also respond to situations where an animal that's not covered under dog control is injured or hurt and needs a response, say like a stray cat that is injured on someone's property. We will respond, and that's not currently happening now. So we're going to be providing some additional resources to the public. We will offer a statewide hotline, a website, and an email address. All of that will be in the communication packet. The website will offer dog licensing services, so citizens can order their license online. They will still have an offline opportunity to purchase licenses as well. We will also offer the first ever statewide lost and found pet registry. So that's very exciting that we're launching in January. I want to touch on our shelter partner before I go into telling you what's coming next. Our shelter partner that we've selected, we've used the state procurement process and a request for proposal process to select our shelter partner. We received two bids on that shelter contract, and both organizations would have offered really good services. They both have a lot of experience in sheltering. One was significantly less in cost, and we thought that they could do a really good job for that cost, so we've selected the Chester County SPCA. They're home-based in Pennsylvania, but they have a Delaware operation currently that they're going to expand to provide services to the state now. They will have a 13,000 square foot permanent shelter in Newcastle, and they'll be leasing shelter kennel space in Kent County and Sussex County to provide local services for animals. So all the animals that are taken in by our officers in Delaware will stay in Delaware, and we're very excited to have this new partner in Delaware. This is a organization that's going to be hiring 20 new employees that have to live in Delaware, that's in their employment contract. So it's a business development opportunity as well, which we're really excited about. So what's coming next? I mentioned the communication pieces, which I will be sending to all of you so that you have the information, you can share with your constituents. We'll also be doing press releases. We'll be sending that same communication packet to state legislators, as well as the Delaware Association of Police Chiefs, because we want to make sure our police agencies know who to call when they need assistance as well. We will also be hosting quarterly meetings with the county and probably the county administrator's office. It's very, very important to us that the communication that's been happening over the past several months between the county and the state continue. We've worked really hard together on making these services that your citizens need. And it's really important because, frankly, the county is going to continue to pay for these services and invest in these services. So we want to hear from you. We want to get your feedback. We want to hear what you're hearing from your citizens. So we are committing to hosting regular meetings with your county leadership team to make sure that we're getting that feedback and making adjustments accordingly. And then finally, probably in the February timeframe, we're going to be hosting in the evening some community outreach events where our Sussex-based officers can come, the community can come, meet them, learn about our services, and just a meet and greet just to help your citizens become familiar with Delaware Animal Services and our officers that are going to be servicing them. So those are the things that we have planned. As Gina mentioned, the reason for the MOU is because all of this happened a lot faster than was initially planned. So the state legislature hasn't had time to take what's currently under Title IX for dogs and dangerous dogs and move it to Title 16, which is health and safety, which is where we reside. So they haven't had time to make that switch. So just to make sure everything's clean, together we decided an MOU would be very clear, just stating, yes, until legislation passes, which we anticipate the legislation will be introduced in January and should move pretty quickly, but until that legislation happens, it's very clear that you do agree to having the state enforce dog control and dangerous dog laws and do licensing on your behalf. And in turn, we will report back to you as well and keep that line of communication open. So that's all I had. I don't know if you have any specific questions.
I have a question.
This is Diva.
I once had a bill about barking dogs that were annoying everybody.
Right, right.
But it didn't pass.
I heard a little about that.
Did you hear about my bill? Darn. And my district had a lot of retirees, mm-hmm. and they have different hours. It's coming from my district. Okay. What do we do now when we have barking dogs that mm-hmm. constantly bark and you know, people put them out on their deck and they, you know, they just leave them there all day, that type of thing. So who's going to do something about that?
So it's an interesting point because we're a state enforcement agency. Of course, we will enforce state law. However, the county is investing in us and investing in the service, and you have county ordinances that you're going to expect to be enforced, and we certainly want to be a partner in that. You have no county ordinances.
Not on barking dogs.
No. I mean in dogs in general or animal nuisances or anything like that. What I'm saying is if you were to pass an ordinance, if you were to implement anything like that, then we'll work with you on the best way to enforce that.
So you're not going to enforce there's state law that tells us that the state's responsible for
So that falls under DNREC. Uh-huh. So that doesn't fall under us. So if you were to pass a county ordinance concerning nuisance dogs, or if the state dog control law was changed to include that in some way, which we could discuss on the best way to do that, then we would certainly entertain, we would enforce. Absolutely.
So we don't have anything at this point.
Well,
if I understand, am I understanding what you said?
So as far as what we have jurisdiction over, uh-huh. we do not have jurisdiction over nuisance complaints.
Okay.
Now, with that being said, we want to be good partners to the county. Okay, so if there's an ongoing issue, our officers are out there. We're happy to make a courtesy call and talk to them. What charges could be filed, what citations could be given, that would depend on the laws that are in place or the ordinances that are in place. We can continue the conversation offline and come up with a strategy on how to approach that.
Well, I'm so happy that the state's taken over this headache. What is it going to cost us?
So the way that the legislation was written that transferred this to us is that you'll pay the same rate that you're currently paying, but instead of paying the nonprofit agency, you'll pay the state directly.
Okay.
It was very important to us that we kept this cost neutral for all parties for now. However, I will say it could change, and I think it probably won't change that much for Sussex County. If anything, it would benefit you, because other counties, there's not a fair pricing structure right now. The organization that was charging the different entities, there didn't seem to be an equation used. So, you know, you all are paying about what you should be looking at national averages. Kent County's paying high, Wilmington's paying high, Newcastle County's paying low. So what we also committed to do with the counties was, you know, for the first full year, you'll pay exactly what you have been paying, and then we'll work collaboratively with you to define a fair pricing structure across the state so that it is really fair.
So it would be an all-over pricing structure across the state?
That's the goal. That's the goal.
I'm looking for us to have an opportunity to negotiate that.
Yes, absolutely. We would certainly include you. When we did an analysis of how much services cost in Delaware versus how much you should be paying, you're actually right about where you should be paying. So if anything else, I could see getting the other counties in the city where you are now. But that would take some adjustment and some negotiation. So, until those decisions are made and you would have full input into those decisions, you will not pay a penny more than what you're paying now.
Can you tell you how happy I am to hear that?
Even for barking dogs, if we talk about that further.
Any more questions? Mr. Arlett.
Just a real quick question / comment. And I know that you are here today because the state made the decision to take over this. And I would say that based on what this MOA memorandum or MOU, I guess it is, that the cost currently is going to remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to share the thought, and I don't know what the numbers are, because Mr. Godwin, who's now retired, I think was kind of monitoring this for us, mm-hmm. if I recall. I just want to ensure that we don't lose any services. Our cost is going to remain the same as of today.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that we in Sussex County continue to receive the proper services that we are paying for. And they don't diminish because the state has taken over them. And so these dollars are going into a quote-unquote general fund
mm-hmm.
that is lost, and there's no accountability. And we don't receive the proper services here for the residents of this county. So I just want to make sure that we I'd love to see the history of what we had as it relates to what the services we're going to continue to receive from the state to ensure, yet again, mm-hmm. that we receive proper allocation in Sussex.
Absolutely. So. I would even argue that your services are going to increase to your citizens. Mm-hmm. What you're paying for are the dog control services and dangerous dog services, and we will fully enforce those laws, and that service will be provided, period. But you're gaining additional services that you may not have had in the past. I mentioned stray livestock. When we get calls from state police, mm-hmm. they're coming from Sussex County. And state police is really upset that there's nobody to call if there are goats in the highway. Or, you know, we saw how much traffic is coming into Sussex County. And if livestock is loose, that's a problem. Currently, your current animal control agency does not respond to those calls. We will. Same thing with the injured animals I told you about. I get a lot of those complaints as well, that there's a stray animal wandered in my yard, it's hurt, someone needs to respond. Nobody's currently responding. We will respond to that. So by putting all of these services under one umbrella, we can provide more comprehensive services than have ever been provided. And you will have ongoing input into the services that your citizens are receiving. And we will have proper oversight over these services.
Very good. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate you.
A response time would be, what would be the expectation? Are these officers not coming from Kent County if we had somebody in Selbyville?
No, you have Sussex County-based team. Our field office is actually in Georgetown at the Stokely Center, and that's where they'll be operating out of. And all of the officers will be based in Sussex County. I will just be clear that a couple of them live right over the border in Kent County, but most of our officers live right in Sussex County, or are we working here. As far as response time, we've been working very closely with the National Animal Care and Control Association. We've received protocols and examples of protocols, which we're now putting into place, and we will be prioritizing calls based on their emergency situation, whether it's an emergency situation, whether a human is in imminent danger, an animal is in imminent danger, and go from there. So we will have protocols based on these priorities, and we will triage calls accordingly. So when those are finalized, I'm very happy to share those with you, because I do think setting the right expectation is appropriate. If there's a stray-friendly dog, but there's a dangerous dog in another neighborhood, we're going to prioritize and go to the dangerous dog before responding. So, but all of those protocols will be firmly written and shared with you before January.
Like a politician, a friendly dog could turn on you at any minute.
You're right.
Vicious dog. But
You're right. A lot of people let their dogs wander a little bit, and but we will have protocols in place on which calls take priority.
Okay, and staffing down here. I mean, is there a number of people are we going to be staffed like the previous contract? Do we have numbers of, mm-hmm. right, and we're going to be similar numbers or greater?
Yeah, and not I can't less. Remember what's covered in your either, contract but. Now, but right now we have 7 people allocated to Sussex County.
We are large, geographically we are large.
And we also have not only, well, and you, some of you may know our captain for Sussex County, Jeff Phillips. He came from Laurel Police Department. He has years of experience in police work. We have, our officers have over 94 years of combined experience in police work. Law enforcement work. So we got high caliber people. Actually, the president of the National Animal Care and Control Association that did our training on Friday, he met all the officers and he said by far he was so impressed with the caliber and experience of our officers. So we're very pleased. He's our captain here. And we also have someone with expertise in livestock handling. We have someone who came from DENREC with wildlife handling experience. So we have a wide variety of experience, and we are confident we'll have the right people on the ground to service your citizens.
Very good. One question of council?
One more.
Mrs. Deaver.
This is Happy Christmas for me, and please thank Senator Blevins. I don't think anybody else could have gotten that through.
I will pass it on to her. She's been such a champion for consolidation and proper oversight of these services.
Early Christmas present.
Yeah, thank you.
You got a barking dog, you still got a problem.
Well, we'll talk. Let's talk about that, because we want to be good partners to the county. So.
Anything else from council? Thank you very much
thank
for coming down.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your help.
Appreciate you being here.
Look forward to you taking responsibility. Mrs. Jennings.
I have a motion.
Yes, ma'am.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council enter into a memorandum of understanding with the State of Delaware Division of Public Health, Delaware Department of Health and Social Services to grant authority to the state to enforce Delaware dog control and dangerous dog statutes.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Mm-hmm. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
I just pose a question. Gosh, what if we all say no? But I mean, I'll say yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
The dogs will start barking.
I'm telling you.
We say no.
Thank you.
Thank you.